the lies of the third temple, part 111. I'm Professor Hannes de Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information, or maybe the titles of the books which I've written, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, which is not available in any one of the bookshops in the world. I'm not referring to the 1902 Emphasis Bible, that's a corrupted one. I'm referring to the one that Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham wrote in, or he made the translations in 1860, called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. Should you have any questions or need information, contact us at my WhatsApp. It's +27 international number 0722367124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome, but you have missed a lot of information. So I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning in order to get the knowledge and the blessings and the revelation of the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications. Also our TikTok messages, very, very important. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready and a pen to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. This will be most probably the last week of this study, The Lies of the Third Temple. So I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We're going to continue where we left off last week, and we are still using the research information of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, which is making the following statement. It says, policy statement. The following are some statements of fundamental policy of the Temple Mount and Land of Israel faithfuls. Israel is the elect nation of God. Sovereignly chosen from the purpose as a vessel through which redemption will be compiled and also accomplished. So they believe that the world will be saved through Israel. It's not Israel. It is Yahushua. What did Yahweh say to Abram? Blessed are your seeds, or the seed. He said the seed. One seed, Yahushua's seed. And you know by now that the scripture says that Abram's offspring will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on sea, uncountable. He's referring to the bride of Yahushua in the last 2,000 years. As many more than the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. Why? Because Israel was never that big or large nation. It's always a small nation. Always in war. Always living in sin. So, the prophecy about the seed is reflecting unto Abram's seed, which we later will show to David's seed, God shows to Joseph's seed, which is the earthly father of Yahushua, our Redeemer. The land of Israel, which is biblical borders, was given specifically to the people of Israel and to no other nation. Israel is not permitted to give any of the land to any group for any purpose, since the land is granted to Israel from God Himself. They call Him God. We call Him Yahweh, our Elohim. Any division of the land and the giving of it to other people represents a breach of the covenant with God or Yahweh. So what does this new Temple Mount group was. They want the whole land of Israel. It is a distant privilege and responsibility to every Jewish person to return to the land of Israel and to directly participate in the redemption process. Returning, what does this redemption process mean? Returning to the 613 laws of Moses, with the Sanhedrin, 71 people, the council, the Sanhedrin, which will be rated higher than the democratic elected government of Israel and the prime minister. Anyone not exercising this privilege will lose it. They will lose it. I want to say, you can start getting used to it. You have already lost it. It's not you are going to lose it. You have lost it already. The Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement, the Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement, is dedicated to the fulfillment of every detail of God's commandment as recorded in the Tanakh. In the what? Tanakh. What is the Tanakh? Ask any Jew, he must explain to you what's the Tanakh. Then he will tell you that is the books with the laws of God. It is not. It is not. Tanakh is the modern Hebrew, which is replacing the original Torah. They don't have a Torah. Where does that Tanakh? Where did the Tanakh originate from? Easily. When King Nebuchadnezzar exiled Israel and broke the temple down in 570 before Yahushua, the Ark of the Covenant was hidden with the Torah. And that's where they brought the oral law from person to person, because they didn't have the Torah, which was called the Talmud law. From the Talmud law in the years to come, up to today, they created the Tanakh to replace the original Torah. So it's the modern Hebrew versus the ancient Hebrew. And that's why we are participating in the revelation names according to the Torah Hebrew and not the Tanakh, the ancient Hebrew. So there's something to learn. Challenges to deliveries from to believers from the nations. Challenges to believers from the nations, different nations. So see what they say here. You must remember, everything is based on money, 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 money. The work of God and His redemption process does not affect Israel alone, but indeed all nations will directly benefit from His blessing. Today, Israel is fighting a war against the Palestinians. They've been fighting this war since 1948. And onwards. Therefore, all who have placed hope in the scripture and have faith in one true God, listen what he says. Everyone who placed hope in the scriptures, where's our hope? In the scriptures. In the scriptures. And have faith in one true Elohim, or God, are invited to participate in the activities of the Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement. They invite you to participate. How? Financially. There are challenges also to contribute financially to the work of the Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement. Send your tithes, send donations. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. You know, this research that I'm using here is about 30, 40 years old. Can you imagine in that time how much money have they accumulated? how much money this organization, because it's an organization, it's a new age organization. They want to draw the world unto the third temple ideology and theology. A statement by the Temple Mount Institute in Jerusalem. The prophecy of the Messianic era. Jerusalem is the light of the world. Jerusalem is the light. What does Yahushua say? I am the light of the world. Yahushua says he's the light. If you read in Genesis 1, verse 3, that when he created the light, that was Yahushua. When you look at John 1, verse 1 and 3, to 3, 4, and verse 14, in the beginning was a word, and the word was with Yahweh, and the word, and the verse 4 says, he was the light of the world. Not a building, not a nation, not a city. Jerusalem is the light of the world. No, they are not the light of the world. Yahushua paid with his blood to become the light unto the world. He says he's a lamb and unto our feet and a light. He shines in a darkened world. And then he comes and says that we, as the bride of Yahushua, has become the light unto the world. Why? Because we reflect the light and the love and the inner self of Yahushua, our Elohim. Not a city, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the light of the world. And who is the light of Jerusalem? Who's the light of the one in Jerusalem? Why only Jerusalem? What about the rest of the world? You see what they do here, what they are doing, they are excluding the bride of Yahushua in the rest of the world. If you're not in Jerusalem, you can't have part of what is going to happen there. And who is the light of Jerusalem? The Holy One, blessed is He. Yahushua is the light unto the world. The world Bible says He shines in the darkness. And He leads us. He leads us into the privileges of His blood, which He shed for us. We don't participate in rituals where it's just blood of animals and everything. We are living in the redemption blood of Yahushua. Jerusalem. No other city in the world be so many names to so many peoples. You see what they are calling Jerusalem. Eternal city. Eternal city. Yahushua said, in the house of my Father are many mansions. That's the eternal city. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. I'm going to prepare you a place. Not an eternal city on the earth. An eternal city. You see what they do? They are conditioning the minds of people in living on the earth. The eternal city. City of peace. Jerusalem has never been a city of peace. Not even in the time when Yahushua was walking the earth. Not even in the time that the prophets was prophesying and living in Jerusalem. There was always war. They were never a faithful nation. Israel was never a faithful nation. They were always worshipping different pagan gods. If there's a new pagan god, they wanted to worship him. Well, as you can see, even as they left Egypt with Moses after 430 years in captivity, the moment that Moses was taking too long with the Ten Commandments, they built themselves a calf of gold and worship. What was that? Idol, Egyptian idols. You go and have a look in Jerusalem, how many pagan idols is there. Look at the Roman Catholic cathedrals. That is in Jerusalem and surroundings. But it's a holy city. An eternal city, city of peace, city of gold. That's exactly what it's all about. While Yahushua said, do not accumulate riches earthly riches in heaven. Don't accumulate. It's on earth, but he said, accumulate rather the riches of Yahashua and Yahweh in heaven. It's not money, it's not gold. And no other city is referred to as the city of God. The city of God. It was originally to be a city of Yahashua, a Yahweh El Elohim. But you know what? How many times did the Sanhedrin and the Jews and Israelites and Pharisees and Sadducees, how many times did they wanted to kill Yahashua, stone him to death? But he's a city of God, a place of unique sensitivity. Jerusalem is the force of the spiritual energies of a large segment of mankind. And his heart, in his heart lies in greatness and secrets. The enigma of the holy temple. You know what? This temple is so holy that every time Yahweh allows it to be broken down. So how holy can it be? Wouldn't that have been the object that Father Yahweh would have placed angels around? In order for nobody to be able to touch it or break anything. It's a building of stone and brick. You know what made the temple holy? What made the temple holy? Was the Ark of the Covenant. The presence of Yahweh. That's what made him holy. The power that made it vibrant was the Ark of the Covenant. Now, time has caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to continue on this idea of the Ark of the Covenant. Maranatha, Yahashua's coming back again. Hallelujah.